Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
LSU sits on the throne of college football. As they say in the bayou,
everyday French with Pierre Escargot.
Laissez la bon temps brûler.
My toilet is full of sweet tomatoes.
Monsieur Martin est là.
Dale Arnold.
I have made the decision to dismiss A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow.
Suck on it.
Oh, boy.
Rich Keefe.
I think Tennessee has a great shot of winning the Super Bowl. I really do.
Ryan Tannehill, we appreciate your time.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
I'm David Baker, president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And I would vote for myself as well.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number two, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. It was very cool seeing Randy Moss in the Superdome last night, all decked out in the purple and gold, just like when he was a Vikings player.
That's pretty cool.
Do you think it's possible that Thaddeus Moss could be there at 23? That's assuming the Patriots still have their pick.
100%. Yeah, I don't know how big of a draft prospect he is in that regard. I think he might even be available later. I mean, that would be pretty badass, though, if they were able to bring in another Moss. Isn't it weird seeing a Moss, though? And he's not super speedy, right? Like, he is not like his dad in that regard. But, no, that whole team, the receivers they have, obviously Burrow is going to be their number one pick, and he caps off just, like, literally the perfect season.
He's got to go to
Heisman
the Bengals
winner,
first overall.
Number one pick by the Bengals.
Sorry about that, Joe.
Breaks all kinds of records. I know. Not ideal. But you never know. Maybe he's that good. We'll see.
By the way, Ed Orgeron is a treasure. He's a national treasure.
He seems kind of like... he was created, right? You're like, oh, who's the LSU coach? Like, it'd be this guy. And it's exactly what he is. But no, he's a delight.
All right, back to the calls with you guys at 617-779-7937. Text line is 37937. Marty's on the cell phone. Hey, Marty.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing great.
So, a couple of things. First of all, I think I read in the Providence paper where Cora was allegedly the mastermind of this genius plan.
That is correct. I don't know about here, but he was in Houston reportedly.
Yeah, and the other part is, didn't the Astros have a worse record at home than they did on the road? What was the point of this whole thing?
No, we broke down in 2017 their home and road splits. They were dramatically better at home.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah, and in the playoffs, each player's number, like the individual players, we were talking about. The charts. It was almost silly. It reminded you of the '90s Coors Field numbers, where you would take Dante Bichette at home and then Dante Bichette on the road, and like Vinny Castilla and Andres Galarraga, and you're like, oh my god, like what a difference. Now that's kind of leveled off, but that's what the numbers were like. But you're talking about Houston.
Do you think Red Sox fans are okay with John Henry firing Alex Cora? The sense I get looking at Twitter, looking at the text line, listening to some callers, I get the sense that a fair number of Red Sox fans locally are saying, okay, you got to go.
I think especially because, and oh, by the way, Houston in 2017 was, they were slightly better. Their road record was slightly better. But I think we were talking about,
individual numbers.
I think they're kind of resigned to the fact that he's going to be gone because he's going to get a more severe punishment than A.J. Hinch.
And we think he is.
And how long can you wait around for a guy? Again, if it's just 1 year, I think you can use the Sean Payton comparison and say, if we really think he's the guy, and if the Red Sox and John Henry think Alex Cora, even without the cheating, would be a good manager, I think you can justify bringing him back. But if it's 2 years or if it's indefinite and now he's got to reapply, or he's going to apply for reinstatement in a year, and then he might not even get it. And now you as a franchise are like, I think we have our manager, or maybe we don't have our manager. Is this an interim guy? Is it a real guy? I think there's just too much uncertainty, and you're going to have to say goodbye.
Old friend Danny Picard tweeted out, if I were a Red Sox player, I'd want to see the organization keep Alex Cora employed. if and when a suspension comes down. Let the league try to make its outrageous statement. Support the guy everyone in the clubhouse enjoys playing for. Well, that's fine, but if they suspend him, he can't be in the clubhouse.
No, but they're saying, and also when you're like, oh, the players really like him. Well, there's going to be less and less players that he had that are going to be here.
Right.
Right? Like, there's already a handful of guys that are going to be gone, like, you know, Rick Porcello and Sandy Leone and Steve Pierce and some of the other guys who are already gone. We're all kind of waiting on the Mookie Betts, David Price trade. Like, the roster on opening day or the roster at this trade deadline compared to the 2018 World Series winner, I would think it's going to be, there's going to be more and more turnover, don't you think?
Is the fact that Chaim Bloom is now the guy in charge of baseball operations, does that make it easier for the Sox to move on from Alex Cora? He wasn't Chaim Bloom's guy anyway.
Yeah, I think it makes it easier for that. And this, in a way, I think kind of, I don't want to say saves Chaim Bloom, but it helps him in the upcoming, likely Mookie Betts trade. Because now, can't you add this to the story? Right? Because the first thing that he was going to have to do, like in all likelihood, was trade away Mookie Betts.
Yep.
And you're saying that's gonna hurt the fan base. They're gonna say, how are you getting rid of the?
And by the way, just because you settled on an arbitration number with him doesn't mean you can't wheel him.
Right.
In fact, it makes him more tradable.
And it probably does. Yeah. So $27 million for this year.
You know the number.
Yeah. So if he gets traded, you're gonna have some of the fans that are saying, how can you possibly trade the best player on the team, a guy who was an MVP recently? Then you're gonna have others that are saying, they're just waiting on what the return is, and maybe you didn't get enough of the return. So he's going to be so scrutinized for that. But now you're like, well, the manager's out. We got to blow this thing up. We got to find a new manager. We're kind of starting over. And now that sort of gets added to this whole offseason.
Jeff Lunau, who's the general manager for the Astros, got fired. He was suspended for a year and ultimately fired by the team owner. Is it possible that there's some sort of punishment awaiting Dave Dombrowski? They can't fire him. He doesn't have a job, but could they put him on an exempt list? And, you know, if you wanted to hire Dave Dombrowski, you got to wait a year because he's ineligible.
Yeah, I think it's possible. I mean, if they can tie Lunau to that and give him that significant of a penalty, I don't see how Dombrowski would necessarily skate unless they can prove, I don't know how they could, but if they can prove that he had absolutely no knowledge of it, I don't know.
See, I do believe that the owner probably doesn't have any knowledge.
Probably
I don't
not.
Think it goes that high.
No.
I don't think Jim Crane in Houston knew. I don't think John Henry here knew. Do I think that the general manager or president of baseball operations, whatever title you want to put on it, do I think that person knew?
Much more likely.
I mean, Dave Dombrowski was in the clubhouse every day.
Yeah, I would think that's much, much more likely. I don't know if it's 100% guarantee, but it's much more plausible than, say, the owner for sure.
Greg's in Connecticut. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Great.
Good, man. I've been listening for like 7 years. This is the first time I'm ever giving a call. And I had a quick question and a comment, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You guys are talking and trying to quantify what was done in 17, what was done in 18, by whom. I'm asking you this. What about 19? What about the...
I know, I said, why did they stink in 19?
What I want to say is you got Cora coming from a championship in 17 to a championship in 18. And what makes you think last year, especially the way things were going down, and especially early in the year, what makes you think they'd be less inclined to not use that last year or to use none of it last year?
Well, what if I told you the Red Sox actually scored more runs in 2019 than they did in 18? Now, they also gave up a ton more,
yeah.
And I think that's sort of the problem. So I think as far as the hitting and the video, which, as far as we know, only helps the hitters, I would say they probably still did it in 19.
That's what I'm heading at.
Okay.
My only point was I haven't heard anything said about that.
Well, nobody knows, at least to this point.
Also, you're not going
to... I agree, but I just want to caution that needs to be kept out there as another possible source of violation.
Yes.
Okay, my comment real quick was this. Once again, I'm listening to you guys talk about who should get a year, who might be gone for two. I love this game. I have since I was a little boy. I played at a fairly high level as a catcher.
Nice.
I'm aware of what signal stealing is. I'm aware of all the stuff that goes on other than this new video stuff. So what I want to know is, why are you guys even talking suspensions? There's only one word that pertains to this, especially after the warning from the league, and that's ban. Goodbye.
Well, I think
we're talking suspensions.
The difference here is
got suspended.
Yeah, AJ Hinch didn't get banned by Major League Baseball. He got suspended and ultimately fired by his owner.
How high a level do you think he played at? Like a little single A, a little cup of coffee at Lowell?
Stocky catcher.
Yeah,
could have been. Nice pipes too.
Yeah, I think he played in the Cape League. Maybe there was like a Susan Sarandon situation one summer. Would you rule that out? Like one faithful summer. Don't you think? She was like,
I know.
Single lady. She's like, hey, I'll have a, college kid stay at the house, go to his games.
Sounded like he was a journeyman, like low A ball guy.
Called a really good game.
Cigarettes.
Called a really good, definitely smoked during the game.
Suck on it.
Yeah.
Ripping one in the dugout.
I think there's more to that story. What was that gentleman's name? Greg?
I believe his name was Greg.
Greg. There's an untapped kind of story there, I think, Dale.
Do we think?
Like a Tony Pena type.
Could have been.
Yeah. Susan Sarandon says, hey, you seem like you call a good game. Pass me that Marlboro Red.
So do we think that Alex Cora and the Red Sox just grew a conscience last year? They thought the heat was coming down.
No, they did it last year. They did it last year. But to Greg's point, again, maybe my favorite caller we've ever had, I would say people aren't as up in arms about it because that team missed the playoffs. So it's like, yeah, you cheated, and that's annoying, and we're mad at you for that. Like, do you think if the Patriots didn't win Super Bowls, people would give a rat's ass if they cheated in any way?
Spygate, Deflategate, what
Brady could have the footballs. Yeah. They could be flat as a pancake. They could be spying on everybody. They wouldn't care. It's all about you winning. So the Astros won the World Series, so people are mad. The Red Sox won the World Series, so people are mad. I'm not saying that's the way it should be. That's just the way that it is. So 2019, the offense was still good. Inconsistent at times, but good overall, scored a ton of runs. So I'm just doing the math. I would say they still cheated, but their pitching was so bad it let them down. But people aren't as in up in arms about it because they didn't cost the Dodgers a potential World Series or even cost the team a playoff spot last year. That's how bad the pitching was.
We have seen comment on Twitter. I've heard comment on the radio. I heard callers this morning on Greg Hill's show talk about the possibility of having to void the World Series championship. Both teams have to void it. Now, not give it to the Dodgers. Just say, no, we didn't have a World Series champion this year.
Oh, my God. No.
I don't think they will.
I'm not there. Although, I definitely think this is significant, and I think it definitely played a pretty major hand. But I have a really hard time doing that. I mean, no. I mean, then again, what would it take to void a whole year? Like, because that's always my argument with the Hall of Fame vote, which always comes out and everybody says no on Barry Bonds. And then I would say, all right, well, who won like 9 MVP awards? Did Barry win those or did nobody win those? And you're like, well, no, Barry won those. Like, how many Cy Youngs did Roger Clemens win? Did they take any of those away from him? No. Alex Rodriguez, all down the line, those guys all won those. So, no, I would keep the World Series titles for the Astros and the Red Sox. But as a fan, I mean, I'm always going to view 04 as the greatest thing ever for a Red Sox fan. But 07 and 13 definitely seem more legit than 18.
To the texter who says, please explain to me, in what world is this not a fireable offense? No, we think it is. We think it's a fireable offense.
It is a fireable offense.
I mean, we just saw it yesterday.
I would say, though, if it's only a year, which I don't think it will be, but let's just pretend.
Right.
We're on the radio, we're playing pretend. If it's 1 year, I think it gives the Red Sox something to really think about, like Sean Payton. Because as disgusting as Bountygate was, and I guess they could put it all on Greg Williams if they want, they got rid of him, but they could have gotten rid of Sean Payton, but they said, you know what? We're going to stand by this guy. We're going to hope that he makes sure this never happens again, and he's going to be our coach for the foreseeable future. Now, I don't think he's gotten to a Super Bowl since then, but made the playoffs a bunch of times and whatever else. So if you think Cora, you can't possibly replace Cora, and it's only 1 year, then maybe you do it. But as soon as it bleeds into that second year, I'm telling you, I think that's it for him.
Ralph's in Cranston. Hey, Ralph.
Good morning, guys. No, I think the Red Sox would have fired Cora already. I think they're just waiting till the suspension comes, and then they may be able to either void his contract or at least fire him and not have to deal with possibly paying him for the times he's suspended. But, you know, I don't understand. And God, by the way, guys, I bring Tony Pena in just for a look-see and say, you know what, Tony, he's such a great guy. Everybody loves him. Maybe he could put some calm here. But how is Sam Kennedy going to save his job now? Now, everything that goes on in this organization.
I don't understand how this would.
Let's go back. Let's go back and look at everything that's happened under his watch. I mean, you got some bad contracts, the stuff on the plane. Somebody has to be a fall guy when you're running an organization.
Yeah, so I think I could be wrong here, and Dale, you know better than I do. Sam Kennedy, and this isn't viewed as a criticism. I think he has more to do with
the business
bobblehead night than he does who's the backup catcher and who's stealing signs and things like that. Like, he's more to do with that, like the business aspect of it, than the game day stuff or on the field stuff. I mean, game day, yes, but on the field stuff, no.
Further proof that there's a tweet for everything. Somebody uncovered this Alex Cora tweet from October 17th, 2016, in which he tweeted, quote, "Stealing signs, relaying signs, getting signs, not that easy."
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's video coming out all over the place. Like, you remember there was the one that we found all the Astros stuff, like, right away? Well, there was one that I think Merlone might have even been on it, like, a couple of years ago, where it's they showed Jackie Bradley and Mookie Betts standing in the dugout watching, and they both had, like, their hands in front of their face, and you see Jackie Bradley go, "Fastball." Like, again,
by the way, some players can do that. Normally they can. Look at the way the catcher's holding his glove,
right?
Or the way the pitcher holds his glove,
right? Right.
You could do it.
And on its own, I think it would be innocent enough,
right?
But when you add this to it, you're like, oh God,
doesn't seem so innocent.
No, they were cheating. Clearly,
Ken's in Connecticut. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. Well, two things. One, whoever made the statement that this is worse for baseball than steroids. Think about it. How many young kids are stealing signs, but they're doing steroids? Okay.
I'll tell you what. Those cheaters in Rhode Island robbed Goffstown Little League of going to the Little League World Series because they were cheating and stealing signs. I blame the coaches, but the kids were a part of it, so I blame them because they're looking up to their idols. They got to draw a line in the sand.
Their idol isn't Alex Cora.
Asterisk, but right by it. Yeah. Rhode Island fraud New England champs.
The other thing, I had a question for Dale.
So you're telling me, let me ask you a question, Ken. Do you do you think a player has a better chance of hitting a baseball if he knows what pitch is coming or if he's hopped up on the juice balls?
Well, I think he might have a better chance of hitting the baseball, but if he hits it in the air and he's on steroids, it's a home run, not a fly ball. If he hits a hot shot, it's going through, not going to be stabbed by the third baseman. Come on.
All right, but you admit if he knows it's a curveball, he's got a better chance of hitting a curveball than if he's surprised by a curveball.
And you know what? Sometimes
Ken's tap dancing, Ken. You're tap dancing.
No. I'm not tap dancing.
You're tapping a little bit. Tapping right now.
If the hitter knows what's coming, fastball, curveball, whatever it is, does the hitter get a decided advantage?
I think he does.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
And if a guy on the juice hits a fly ball, does it have a better chance of going out?
Sure does.
Than getting caught.
Sure does. Got a better chance hitting a dinger, but the other guy's got a better chance of getting a hit. Period.
What if you're stealing signs and you're on the juice?
Well, now we're talking. Now you got an MVP season. Not accusing anybody of anything, Dale. But that now you're cooking with gas.
Not that we're saying that happened.
Gas. Literally cooking with gas. You're on the gas. You're on the heat. Whatever you want to call it.
Mark's in Medford. Hey, Mark.
We'll wait. This is fine, Dale. Just leave him on. Whatever he... Mark, what on earth was that? Mark.
I'm here.
Was that the beginning of a 311 song? What was that?
I'm here, guys. I'm sorry. It was my GPS.
Did you put us on hold?
Wait a minute. Your GPS plays music?
Yeah, my phone rang when I was on hold. When I was on hold.
I'll tell you, though, it's delightful. Sorry. I could...
I'm so sorry. I apologize.
I don't care. I got
two things.
Yeah.
I got two things for you. One's a question, and I got a conspiracy for you.
Love it.
My question is, over a course of 162 games, you're going to tell me two separate owners had no clue that they hid this from the owners for 162 games, maybe more.
Well, they did it for 81 games. They did it for 81 games because they only did it at home. But
okay, dude.
Well, I hate to do real-world analogies. Hold on one second, Mark. We'll let you finish. Yep. I hate to do real-world analogies because I think pro sports and, like, real jobs... let me finish. I think they're very, very different, and it's hard to... It, you know, whatever. But think about your job, and think about your boss's boss's boss, right? Like, a lot of us have a boss, but then they also have, like, three bosses above them. Does he or she know what you're doing on a day-to-day?
Does David Field have any idea who Dale and Keefe are?
No. Does he know what we do on Kiefer Madness?
No,
because he wouldn't allow it. So my point is, I do think, Mark, there's a chance that the owners knew nothing about it. I could be naive, but I think there's a chance.
Okay. Now my Keefspiracy.
Yes.
On the Red
that
Sox
wasn't a
side Keefspiracy?
No.
Oh, okay.
On the Red Sox side of this, it's a well-known fact that Alex Cora and Dustin Pedroia are really, really tight, correct?
That's what we've heard. Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Dustin Pedroia, wasn't he placed on long-term injured reserve? He was out for the whole season, correct?
Right.
Yes.
He was at an awful lot of games where he didn't have to be there. He was in the dugout almost every game I've watched on TV. And I have a funny feeling, and my conspiracy is that I think Dustin Pedroia had something to do with this in him and Alex Cora. Just throwing it out there.
I don't think he was here.
Play his walk-off music.
Or his porno music.
Whatever it might be. You want to make love to that? You can. That's fine.
I don't think he was here all that much.
Yeah, I don't think he was here a ton.
I mean, he was here from time to
time. It does seem like a guy that would be good at stealing signs. That's just my hunch. I feel like he'd be good at that, right? Like,
yeah. You know? Oh, I bet he is.
I thought he was going to say he was a guy, what was one of the sources, and I would say, I don't think so.
No.
And there's no, I really don't. I thought, because, what was there, at least three former Red
guys
Sox
who played on the team.
Or worked for the team, right?
Yes.
I think they said players slash in, just in the organization.
And we danced around that list at the time.
Yeah.
You know, think about a relief pitcher who maybe didn't like the fact that he didn't get re-signed here, like Joe Kelly. Or
so did you see, was it our guy Dice on Twitter who tweeted at Carson Smith and was like, hey, you rat? And he said, nah, I got the wrong guy. Like, he responded to him. Because remember Carson Smith and
Alex
Cora? Well,
that seems a little harsh to call somebody a rat.
Well, I don't know if that was exactly what he said. Are you snitching? He said something like that. And then I think it was Dice. And then Carson Smith. Because Smith and Alex Cora, it's like one of the few guys that got the sense that they didn't really see eye to eye. So that was a name that got brought up. But he claims anyway on Twitter that, nah, it wasn't him. But there's plenty of people it could be. I don't know who they are, but there's not like a lack of candidates.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Kiefer Madness coming up a little over an hour from now. Tuesday karaoke with Chime coming up at about 145, 150.
Boy.
He says it's a heater.
Yeah, I feel good about this one already.
Why?
It is an absolute fastball.
Don't you know? It's not.
Do I know
not,
it? Do I know the fastball's
way
coming?
It's not the song "My Way" by Fastball, is it?
Definitely not.
There's a little bit more of a pep in his step today. I feel like I don't know what it is.
Okay.
He seems even more merry than normal, and I feel like it's gonna lead to a great song today.
Right back to the calls with you guys on Sports Radio WEEI after we trend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dale.
Had to show my respect to the champs.
And Keith.
I'd be buck naked.
This is WEEI.
How would you feel if you were to be informed that the Brady suite at Gillette Stadium has been cleaned out?
What?
Whoa.
Has
whoa.
It previously
how
ever?
It would appear to be by those who are in the know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That it has been cleaned out in a way that perhaps it has never been cleaned out before.
Oh, boy.
That was Greg Hill this morning. He had a couple of scoops.
It's over.
He laid on you.
That's it, Dale.
I had a friend.
Yeah.
Or I have a friend who had a suite.
Brag.
Well, he now lives in California. who had a suite for a number of years. And at the end of the season, they would clear it out and deep clean it and get it ready.
Danielle kind of sniffed that out right at the beginning because he was, you know, Scoops Hill was having his big scoop, which nobody else had that. And then before he could even finish, she said, well, do they always do that? And then they just kept going with the scoop. So that's the question.
Yes, they always do that.
So they always clean out the suite after the season. Yes, you don't just leave stuff there all year.
Right.
Okay.
Now, Greg had another part of his scoop.
Oh.
Which was a little more dramatic, in my opinion.
More dramatic.
Well,
what would it say to you if the Brady family had already moved in and were living in the purchased home in Greenwich, Connecticut?
In Greenwich.
What would it mean to you?
To me personally, yeah. I'd probably, you know, get over it.
Yeah, okay.
Now, that's more dramatic to me, although
yeah, but
Tom and Giselle have lived elsewhere in off seasons a lot.
Right.
And by the way, if they're serious about wanting to sell their house in Brookline,
yeah.
I mean, who wants to have Giselle traipsing around the kitchen so some potential home buyer can ogle one of the great supermodels of the world?
Well, do you want to sell the house or not?
Yeah,
maybe,
I know.
Maybe you'll leave her behind and you'd move the house pretty quick. Yeah,
who would he be more, the guy, the potential buyer, yeah. Who would he be more excited to ogle?
Probably Brady.
Giselle or Brady?
Nah, Brady.
Probably.
It's definitely Brady if he's from around here. But the if you buy a house, I think the next step would be move into that house.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really surprise me. I mean, I don't think he's going to be back anyway, whether you want to say he cleaned out the suite or whether he moved to Greenwich or whatever. Because, by the way, Greenwich to New England is a whole lot closer than Greenwich to L.A. or Miami right. or all these other teams that we're trying to guess where he might play.
They've lived elsewhere virtually yeah. every year
yeah.
In the offseason. They've gone to Costa Rica or they've gone to the home in Montana
mm-hmm.
Back when they had a house in L.A. They went to L.A.
Yeah. So I don't – and that could all just be – I still don't even know if Brady knows 100% what he's going to be doing next year. They still have to sit down with Belichick and Kraft and iron this whole thing out and figure out what he really wants to do, what they're willing to offer, and all that other stuff. So the suite and the house, all that stuff can fall into place. I mean, I think it's important to sort of keep up with all the details that we can possibly have as it relates to Tom Brady because everything he does is major news. But I don't think you can 100% know what he's going to be doing next season based off of those, all as good as scoops as they are. I don't know if that really tells you one thing or the other.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Bill is in Lynn. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Dale. How you doing today?
Doing great.
Listen, a couple things about the videos. Yeah, Bradford was on your show this morning, and he said that in 2018, they stationed a MLB representative in the replay room. In the postseason. So that kind of eliminates that they did it during the postseason. The second thing is...
I've never even heard
Red Sox.
The Red Sox, I mean, if Major League Baseball posted somebody in the replay room for the postseason, why do you think that is?
Yeah, because Bradford said, because they had the heads up that
they
this
knew.
Was going on.
They knew it, yeah.
They did know, and they didn't do anything about it. And last year, they couldn't have done it because they did institute a 10-second delay on those TVs. And also, he said, the screen, you could only look at it straight on. You know, it's one of those screens, if you're off to the side, you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
So to bring up whether they did it last year is kind of ridiculous. And according to Bradford, there was no way they could have done it in the postseason. Now, the regular season, obviously, they did it. Cora's going to probably get up to a two-year ban. I mean, and they're going to have to move on. And it's a damn shame, but he made his bed, and he's going to have to lie in it.
And honestly, the way that they've gone about things in 17 and 18, if you want to say they didn't do it that way in 19, I would say, okay, fine. If all that stuff is true about, you know, where the security guard was and the 10-second delay and all that stuff, but do you think they just said, we're not going to try to do anything? It's probably something else. My guess is they definitely did something else.
Because in the aftermath of the memo from Major League Baseball, they went, what the heck?
Right. We haven't gotten, not only did we not get caught yet, but we just won the World Series. So my guess is they would cook some other scheme up.
Eddie's on the cell phone. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, guys, I got two things. The problem for Cora is he's going to get punished for what he did in Houston, and he's going to get punished for what he did with the Red Sox.
Yep.
And I think when everything's said and done, I think that the 117 wins they got in 2018, you have no choice but to put an asterisk next to it. And then you look at Cora and you look at Houston and the Red Sox, and both of these teams won World Series, and they were suspected of cheating. And you can't help but come to the conclusion that they absolutely benefited from it. And you know what? Maybe they didn't cheat during the playoffs, but they had to cheat to get there. Let me just do one last thing. Ready? Goodbye, Alex. Goodbye, Alex. Goodbye, Alex. It's time for you to go.
Well, it is Tuesday.
Wow,
karaoke.
He's stealing your thunder there, Shime.
I gotta be honest with you.
Wow, Eddie in the car from the top rope. What do you think of that?
Good on Eddie. I didn't even know that was coming.
No,
that was really good.
Eddie
acapella
was
too.
Than you too. So
yeah, he kind of harmonized
wow,
okay, a little bit.
Dale.
Jeez, all right.
Shots fired.
Thanks. All right. I think he's just trying to motivate you. That's his. He's like the teacher in Whiplash.
Please, I don't need any extra motivation.
It's not quite
today.
My pace.
He's trying to, you know, motivate you a little bit.
We brought this up earlier. The Baseball Writers' Dinner is Thursday night here in Boston.
Should be a blast. What are they having?
It won't matter.
Seafood?
It is our opinion that Alex Cora might not be there.
I agree with that.
Friday, the Red Sox have their big winter caravan event. It's at the MGM in Springfield. Alex was on the original list of people who were going to be there, as were his other coaches. But my guess is he probably won't be now.
I think it's going to be a good spot for the players, though, where, you know, poor Xander Bogaerts is going to have to be up there talking about how much of the success over the last couple of years was because of cheating. Do you feel like the World Series is tainted? How much did you guys cheat? What were the players' involvement? Blah, blah, blah. Like, man. And the next time all these guys have to talk, it's going to be just non-stop.
Let me answer the texter quickly and easily.
Okay.
Any chance Bobby V comes back? No.
I don't think we're going to see him again.
I don't think Chaim Bloom is going to say, hey, let's bring Bobby back. That worked out
He's
so
like,
well.
He's like, you know who's available, and you're going to think I'm crazy.
Oh, yes, I would.
Bobby Valentine.
Is he still at Sacred Heart, I think?
Oh, yeah,
he might
be.
Athletic director at Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
But
what was the thing? Obviously, the wrap sandwich is the famous one. But what was the other thing? Like, he was gonna something about him and OJ Simpson at USC. Like, he was a better running back than OJ. There was some weird thing about him too.
I don't know that I'd go there either.
Yeah, I don't know if that's
hey Twitter world.
Yeah, no. That I know.
Ace is down on the Cape. Hey Ace,
please hold. MacArthur Park is frightening in the dark. All the green-blue icing is just running down. Someone left the cake out in rain.
Careful, you might get blown up.
And
we're on hold still. Unbelievable.
Can
you believe that?
It's so long to bake it.
Twice now.
Never open it again.
Ace, I would have kept it going there.
Oh no, and he was probably going to keep it going the whole show.
He was definitely
MacArthur Park is a long song.
That
back in the day, DJs would put it on when they had to, you know, go on a restroom break.
Sure. Well, you hate to be on hold, but it is better than the dead air. Sometimes when you go to a caller, they're not there. Twice now, we've gotten hold music, which is. Can I add that to my phone? Can I put people on hold and then have music to play? That sounds.
I don't
like,
see why not.
That sounds pretty good.
I know a lot of people like give you like the nice classical music. You get a nice orchestra right in your ear.
Because normally I don't answer my phone, but maybe now
I've never tried to call you.
I'm not going to answer
because you've already made it clear. Now you text back.
I'll give you credit.
You text back.
And I'm not going to answer it. But what I would do is I would quickly answer it, put you on hold, and then just see how long you last. Listen to some of my favorite hits. I could do like a playlist.
Inagata Davida.
Yes,
that goes on for a long time.
Yeah, just forever. Little free bird.
Sean's in East Hampton. Hey, Sean.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on?
I don't know what the hell that last call was.
I know, it is aggressive. Yeah.
I called originally to talk about if Cora gets fired, if Maritek would be the manager, which I would agree with. But then I heard you guys talking about Brady, and I heard Wiggy the other day saying that even if Brady leaves, they still have a cap hit on him. And it would be $31 million for Brady.
No, $13.5 million is the cap hit for Brady.
Yeah, but if they sign him to a new one, then it's like 31
depending on what he gets.
And then 30 for Brady or vice versa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would not take Andy Dalton over Brady.
I think there are a lot of reasons.
I think it's
that
unanimous.
Applies.
I think it's unanimous. Although Shab's on the phone right now talking to somebody, but I feel like
asking about the guy's playlist.
I feel like with his takes, he might be a Dalton over Brady guy at this point. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he's probably on hold with some caller. Yeah, no, I think Dale and I would agree with you. We'd take Tom Brady over Andy Dalton. The Andy Dalton stuff.
Even 43-year-old Tom Brady over Andy Dalton. Yeah, or 53-year-old Tom Brady.
Does not matter to me.
Yesterday, Sean was saying how if Andy Dalton comes here and has a big year, he's going to call it the Daltanissance.
No, I don't like that at all. It doesn't even make sense.
I'm going to go in there and hit you so hard.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You don't like Andy Dalton having a Daltanissance?
No. I don't. And I feel
a
like
Daltanissance?
No, there you go. You're adding like an extra syllable. Like, it's not. It doesn't
an
work.
An Andissance.
Huh?
No.
It's my producing skills.
No, I don't like that at all. You would rather have Andy Dalton than Tom Brady for next season?
I can't
depends
help.
On the money, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Okay.
I can't help when I hear that music to think of King Richard's Fair.
I just think
it one of the great people watching places
oh,
ever.
Oh, sure.
You wander around and ladies in bustiers and it's like, hey, put those away.
People eating mead.
Great big turkey legs.
Yeah.
And
I just think of Shime dancing.
I think of Mike Vrabel wanting to cut his unit off.
Yeah, he did.
Now, a lot of energy right there.
Now, I think it might have been Charlotte Wilder on Twitter made it very clear that Mike Vrabel didn't say, I would cut it off yep. if we won.
No.
So it wasn't a bet. He said I would cut it off in order to win, I would cut it off.
Like if someone offered him a Super Bowl trophy, here's a
so
win.
Have we?
So did he already, though?
That's the question. Have we ruled out
well,
that
he... have to win first? I mean,
no,
I'm
no,
not
no.
cutting it off.
Well, he hasn't not won. Like, did he make a deal with the devil, and the devil's like, all right, you hand me that, or I'll just take
but
it
you
from
put it in a baggie.
However you want to do it.
I think we need to have his wife on the show and find out.
Okay. Let's get her. You know, pick up the phone there, Shime. Because I wonder that
joining
could be,
us on the line right now is Catherine Veritek.
Harbor One Hotline, Dale.
No, not Veritek. Vrabel. How,
no, I know.
How do you think she would know?
I don't know.
I think the question is, you beat New England, you beat Baltimore, something's up. Now the
like
deal
a little
with,
out of time.
Right. No, but they just take the whole thing. Let's not get crass, John. They take the whole thing. And, like, you know, John Wayne Bobbitt, they sew it up. But he knows he's got a winner. He knows he's two wins away, and apparently it's worth it to him.
No.
Which is weird because he already has Super Bowl rings.
He's got three, doesn't he?
He's got three of them.
It is not worth anything.
Whoa.
We're buying it now?
No, there is nothing you can offer me that will entice me to do that.
What about the world's fastest car?
No, hell no.
A shootout win.
All right, you may have me there. But let's try to keep it within the realm of possibility.
What about
here?
A rocket ship made of gold?
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Get a loser unit though.
Yeah, no thanks. Unit 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Now we have a key for madness coming up at 12:30.
Yes,
Shime's going to sing at about 1:50.
2:05.
Yeah, 2:05. Shime's going to sing.
Stay locked and loaded.
We're going to be in the parking lot
yes.
and headed out of the building.
Yep.
Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Matt Neely said he would cut off his dick
for a Super Bowl.
For a Uno Super Bowl.
Would you cut your dick off for a Super Bowl?
Oh, been married 20 years? Yeah, probably.
You've got three.
As a player.
I mean, I kind of appreciate his dedication.
Yeah, I mean, the commitment's there.
I mean, who cares more about winning than Mike Vrabel?
I don't think anybody. At least they're not proving it like Mike is.
Well, he didn't actually do it. He just
we
said
don't
he
know
would
that. You don't no idea if he
That's
did it or
point.
Not. You have no way of
I
knowing.
I guess he might miss a game or two.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he's not playing in the game. He's just on the sideline. Have you noticed, like, a limp at all or anything?
Well, no.
I don't know if you'd limp.
I saw him doing push-ups here. Although
did those
Hart's
push-ups
claim,
look like a guy
real,
who maybe...
Had, they did not look like real push-ups.
It was the pelvis push-ups, actually, so there might be something to that.
You know what? Those were really bad push-ups. And so...
Not great form.
That could lead into it. I mean, think about it. Maybe something...
Weight distribution's off a little bit?
Something's missing. Because usually you want to kind of... Your chest hits the ground type of thing, but you don't really want to be hitting the ground at that point with anything.
Dan so. Shaughnessy just published a piece on the Globe website... Red Sox needs to do the right thing and fire Alex Cora.
There you go.
And he's not going to be the only one who says this, but he did publish it in John Henry's newspaper.
Yeah, he did. Well, obviously there was a lot of question on whether or not they would I didn't think they were going to completely ignore it, but how would they cover this story? And so, yeah, Shaughnessy's saying, and that's not really going out on a limb. I mean, not a lot of people are saying keep him. I would say consider keeping him if it's a one-year suspension.
He Shaughnessy writes, and I'm quoting now, After speaking with two sources with direct knowledge of the situation, I get a sense that the Sox are going to stand by their man and ride this out. They just love Alex Cora, and we understand that.
So, I mean, I could save this for the high noon hot take, but I'm going to do it right now as we're approaching high noon. If you fire him, it makes 2018 look even like more
right
of a tainted World Series. Because if you fire him, even you're saying, oh my God, this is so bad. It's one thing if Major League Baseball is trying to crack down on it, but now you, the organization, by firing him, you're telling everybody that this is so bad, we got to wash our hands from this. We got to stay away. Like, you know, when Stephen Wright got suspended for all the different things that Stephen Wright did they get rid of him? Nope, they kept him. And so Alex Cora, if you fire him, you're saying that, you know, in 2018 we shouldn't have won it.
I mean, Shaughnessy's point here is, you know, if Cora brought this over with him from the Astros, which it appears that's what he did.
Yeah.
And you're the Red Sox ownership, and even if I acknowledge that you might not have known at the time, and I'll say John Henry very likely didn't know. If you know now, do you have to just go and
Well, let's see. I think it's smart. Clearly, they're not doing that because they are waiting for Major League Baseball's decision. They could have fired him yesterday when Hinch got fired. You know, so they're waiting to see where this goes before they respond. And I don't think that's the bad response. Now, I haven't read Shaughnessy's article, but based on the headline, he's basically saying you don't even need to wait, right, for MLB. Like, just go ahead and pull right. the trigger right now.
If you read MLB's report that was released yesterday, it's very clear that they think Alex Cora was the ringleader.
Yeah.
He's named 11 times.
Yeah.
A.J. Hinch was named 15 times. Cora, the bench coach, was named 11 times. And the owner and the general manager have both said, yeah, that's the guy.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely the guy. So right now, at this second, what would you do if you were in charge of the Red Sox?
I would probably wait to see what Major League Baseball says. And if Major League Baseball comes in with a punishment similar, or I think it's going to be worse mm-hmm. than A.J. Hinch, then he would have to go.
What if it is exactly what A.J. Hinch got?
A year?
Yeah. See, I keep him.
I don't know.
I keep him. I withstand the whole thing. I think he's personable enough where he can kind of get through this. There's going to be some awkward press conferences and things like that. And again, that's if they really think, like, was he getting the best out of some of these players because he was only because he was cheating, or is it also because he really knows baseball. He relates to the younger players. You know, they like playing for him, the whole thing. I don't know how much of it, and I mean, maybe they would know better. They should know better than we do. Like, how much of it was just based off of all that stuff? Or do they really think he's the guy? And whoever they replace him with, is he that much worse than Cora? And if he is, then keep him. But I also don't think it's going to matter, because I think it's going to be more than a year. And then at that point, you for your franchise's sake, you got to move on.
Is it safe to say, when you look at this whole thing, and assuming that Alex Cora did as he is alleged to have done, you can't stop. You can't wait if you're John Henry and the Red Sox. You can't say, look, we're not going to fire him. We're going to keep him around. He can't be at the ballpark. He can't. I mean, I guess theoretically he could be out scouting minor leaguers or something.
I mean, again, the best comp now, a 16-game regular season versus 162-game regular season, there's just so much more time. But, yeah, it's still just one season. And the Saints stuck by Sean Payton. And I'm guessing they feel like that was the right thing to do. Now, Sean Payton wasn't accused of cheating. It was maybe viewed as worse. I mean, I guess not wins and losses worse, but just sort of, really? You're going to allow this bounty gate? You're hurting other players? And they stuck by him, and I feel like they probably think that was the right decision. He's still one of the better coaches in the league.
Outside of New England, sports fans think the Patriots got caught cheating twice. Spygate, Deflategate.
Yes.
And they are adamant that they got caught cheating twice.
Yes.
Fans outside of New England, if this comes out the way we expect, are going to say, he cheated in Houston, now he cheated in Boston. I mean, it's going to be, see, just like everybody else up that lying, stealing, thieving Boston area.
Adds to it for sure. No, I mean, he does. He gives everybody a little bit more ammo when you're ripping apart the Red Sox. The one thing you could say, though, is they've won four World Series since 2004 with three different managers.
Yep.
So you can't tell me all four of them are tainted. No. Right, the 18-1.
This one.
You want to put a, feels a little like smudge it. On this one, then so be it.
617-779-7937. We've got Kiefer Madness at the bottom of the hour. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.